Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Whiskey makes me frisky. Whiskey disables my dinky.
We had a Pete Lee yesterday, who's a big whiskey drinker, and he admitted both of those. But that's Todd saying it. Pete Lee will be here later on. Steve Gillespie in the studio also. Pete's going to bring his new lady.
Yeah, I'm going to go check out Pete tonight.
Yeah, oh, he's funny. Yeah, you know that. Tony's with us. LD's with us.
Ow!
Petey Mack will be here to discuss a little sports. Craig Evans in the house. Lamenting his Arkansas Razorbacks. Razorbacks.
I like that.
It's funny I messed up there.
But oh, when they lose to the teams they've lost.
It's always funny.
The Razorbacks.
Freaking hilarious.
The Razorbacks. Oh, man.
The Razorbacks. I like that.
Surprised I never said that before accidentally.
Yeah.
I don't hate Arkansas Razorbacks.
No, I like
Yeah, but it's funny when you mess up like that.
Yeah, I'm okay, guys. I know you're worried.
Everybody loves that.
It's not funny, Craig.
It's obviously hilarious.
It's funny when you mess
Tony's,
up.
Tony's dying over here.
No, we always check on Tony if he messes up.
Jeez.
Good stuff.
That's great.
It is.
So somebody, one of our big listeners, Lori, who always checks in, she tweeted out this morning. I saw this, and I retweeted it. Basically, she loves when you yell, when you go off, when you freak out on something, likes when I say, shut up. And I said, well, that happens every day, so you must enjoy the show. Craig will get pissed at someone. I'll tell somebody to shut up.
That does happen a lot.
I said, oh, my God. That's pretty much probably, that just happened, I think, right there. Shut up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's new, Craig? We had a death all week.
No, we haven't.
We're in a big run there. Deadpool hits.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there.
Nobody in the world has died for a whole week. It's an amazing.
It's not famous,
but nobody famous.
Yeah. I stayed up and actually watched the end of the football game.
Yeah, we already discussed a bunch of football, but
as did I.
I did not.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
made it to the end of the ball game.
Oh yeah.
Were you impressed with the Baker Mayfield?
Well, I tell you, was in and out of the room.
You just get up and walk around. Yeah. Just walk around.
So you just stayed up and didn't necessarily.
We had stuff to do, and I was out and about and doing this and doing that. And this cord isn't working anymore. There we go.
I just
maybe.
Picture Craig walking back and forth between
the
dining room
and
the living room. I wish I could picture, but I have no idea where he lives.
We had a lot of pacing to do.
He looks like a putterer. He's just puttering around the house.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was also working, sitting there in front of the computer and whatnot, and finally it dawned on me, oh, Baker Mayfield's playing. I wonder why he's playing.
Tyrod got a
Tyrod sucks.
He got a – but also got a concussion, so I took him out, right?
But I had the game on the whole time. I had no idea.
Zumach's happy, I'm sure. The Browns finally won a game.
But Hugh
and I could find no account of any trouble with the free beer. Usually somebody will slit – somebody's throat for free beer.
In a heartbeat.
But
it
didn't happen.
In a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hopefully they planned accordingly and had plenty.
I'm hoping they did, too.
Yeah. Because that could be horrible.
But whose budget it come out of? That's what I always worry about and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Whose budget?
Who's paying for that?
Who's paying for that?
Yeah, coming out of my tax dollars.
No, that's middle management. Oh, okay. No, it's not your tax dollars, Tony. That's a civics lesson for Tony right there. Right. Not your tax law.
Dr. Mina checking in early.
Oh, I love Dr. Mina.
Dr. Mina.
With a quickie.
Oh.
Whoa.
Hey.
I know. It's hot.
Are you mad that we discussed a big, long conversation with Harvard graduate Dr. Ian K. Smith?
I could care less about it.
Okay,
I have neither the time nor the energy to waste on Harvard today.
No, you don't.
You got a big caseload today?
I've got a lot of patients today, but I feel like I have to address a health issue today.
Sure.
And it's not going to be fun. I'm going to preface that up front. It's good, but it's important.
Okay.
And it's really just a series of facts.
All
and,
right.
You know, I'm a stupid scientist, so to me, facts matter.
And you tweet out facts every day. Yes, you do.
But here, they really matter a lot.
Okay.
So it is a fact that people tend to exist and support and believe people who look like them. So in that setting, consider these facts.
Oh.
It is a fact that women make up less than 20% of directors, writers, producers, CEOs, tenured professors, partners at law firms, managers, and company.
Yes.
It's a fact that women only make up about 14% of police and sheriff's officers. And they make up less than 23% of detectives, less than 36% of lawyers and judges. And currently it is a fact that women make up only 19% of Congress.
Yeah.
And it is a fact
we need more women in D.C.
You did a lot of Googling, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, I've known these facts for a while. I've been watching these numbers. And it is a fact that all of these numbers and all of these categories are worse if you're an African American.
Oh, yeah, Tony.
You preach on, girl! Preach on!
It is also a fact that one in five women will be raped. It is the fact that 75 to 80% of women have been sexually harassed or assaulted. And it is the fact that over half of these rapes or attempted rapes occur before a woman turns 18 years old. And if you're surprised by these numbers or you think you don't know a woman who's been abused, well, hello. My name is Mina Butra, and now you know one. It is therefore not a surprising fact that about 90% of sexual harassment and rape is not reported. Because if you think about it, if men hold so many positions of authority in law and legal enforcement, decision-making, social groups, and yes, secret societies or judicial committees, who is going to believe a woman? And it is a fact that 75% of women who do report an assault or harassment also reported retaliation for speaking up. So unfortunately, most of these women suffer from depression, anxiety, substance abuse, having to leave a job or even leave an entire line of work. So while all of this may be an inconvenience for men, it is an actual 24/7 living hell for women. So when people say we need a cultural change, it is a fact that this has to start with men.
Yes,
it does. This is not a time for discussion. Yeah, it's not a time for discussion about second chances or redemption. This is a time for men to check their privilege and their prejudice at the door and re-examine your biases, whether it's what you're watching on the news or when you enter a voting booth. But more importantly, what we're seeing right now is a huge rise in women who are reliving their prior trauma, whether it happened yesterday or whether it happened 20 years ago, whether it was reported or not. And we saw this after the election as well. We're seeing more and more women standing up, which is great, but we're also seeing the retaliation that comes when they stand up. So if you are a woman who has suffered from assault, whether it was decades ago or whether it was yesterday, you need assistance in reporting this, there are a series of resources on how to talk to your HR, how to report domestic violence, how to get a lawyer, how to get a therapist, and even recommendations on how to protect your safety after you report an assault. I will post these on Twitter. Please, though, reach out to me. I am not the best person or the most knowledgeable person, but I will get you in touch with somebody who does, and I want to tell you, you are not alone, and I absolutely believe you.
Make sure you put out a little tweet, and I will retweet that on our show to get everybody out.
I will.
Hey, Doc, you know all of us in this room vote the way you want us to vote because we vote the same way. We feel the same way. We all got sisters, and most of us have daughters, and it's just these asshats, just these old asshats just piss me off so much.
It is everywhere.
It's Kavanaugh's a piece of crap, and Moore's a creep piece of crap, and the pee grabber in charge, who, by the way, on tape says, I like to grab him by the pie. He's saying that he's a great guy. It's just ridiculous.
It is unfortunate. It is It is awful. And I promise you that next week I will call in and answer the very important questions about whether French fries cure baldness and whether drinking alcohol in space is the same as drinking it in gravity. But once in a while...
LD's whooping down fries right now. Yes, yeah. Why don't you tell him right now, brother?
It ain't working.
The answer is no.
Oh, damn it!
Damn,
all right.
But once in a while...
He's got a good head, though, man.
I know.
He has a nicely shaped head, man.
Once in a while you come to a watershed where it's just not acceptable, because in the span of time I've been talking to you, every 2 minutes another woman is sexually harassed, sexually abused, or raped. So in the span I've been talking to, at least two or three women have suffered. This has got to stop.
And the women in Congress and the women senators, I don't know, our one doesn't care. Deb Fisher doesn't care. She's voted for Kavanaugh. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doc.
I got more. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you, Doc.
Right,
have a good day.
That's heartfelt from Doc, and she's a smart
good
lady.
Good for her. Yeah.
Craig Evans in the house.
We are celebrating National Potato Month.
Potato.
Oh. French fried potatoes?
That's what I'm eating fresh.
All forms of potato, I hope.
Potato.
Mashed potato, baked potato.
Mashed cauliflower, get out of here. Get your scallop
potatoes.
Yeah, right. That's bad Forrest Gump.
No, that's Bubba. That's Bubba.
It's bad. Oh, it's your worst Bubba. Let Tony. Let Tony or Petey do the black guy voice. They're the only guys.
Not Tony.
Petey can do the black guy voice.
Got a note from Kelly here. Low-carb diet, cauliflower as potatoes, not bad. Lost 20 pounds. Pass it along to Craig.
How many mashed potatoes did they eat all the time?
I don't know.
If you replaced cauliflower for mashed potatoes and then actually lost
20 pounds,
you must have ate a bowl of mashed potatoes every day.
Man.
You know?
I remember a time in college when a baked potato was a meal.
Oh, yeah.
Because potatoes were cheap, and there was, I'll just throw a baked potato in. That's fine.
It's a vessel for butter, salt, and sour cream.
That's right.
That's true.
It is.
Absolutely.
Tony picks them up on the way in from home. Well, I pick up some baked potatoes on the way in.
Yeah, well, a loaded baked potato.
You can bring your food in here.
That was certainly a meal.
Yeah, I'd throw
Hogwild barbecue!
I throw some toppings and stuff.
Cheese, little bacon, some chives.
Oh my!
And top it off with some cauliflower. Or get something good.
It's National Potato Day.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
Let me get some twice baked cauliflower today.
All right, that's just
twice
nasty.
Baked cauliflower. There you go.
Sorry, Dr. Mina ruined your day to Brian from the email.
What, because too many facts?
Too many facts.
Yeah. Well, it's important.
Yeah, it is.
It's important.
Well, to some people, it's important.
Smart people.
Yeah.
It is.
To a lot of people, it really is.
Don't read Facebook. There's a bunch of guys defending guys. You know, it's just disgusting.
Yeah, well, God, that's
What's
how
a
we,
big deal?
We
What's
built,
a big deal?
That's how we build. We do it our way.
Tomorrow...
They believe the Bill Cosby accusers.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wonder why.
I can't figure out why. But for some reason, they do. They're able to parse that out.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's tough to figure out, isn't it? I know that our pea brains can't. I know why now. It just came to me.
You guys need to tell me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's black.
In fact,
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Do me a favor. If you're a dude, don't even weigh in on this.
Thank you.
Because you have no freaking idea.
Yeah, my wife was arguing with some guy on Facebook. And he was like, she knows this guy. I'm thinking, this guy had no clue. Yeah, no clue.
In fact, if you're white,
don't
weigh in on race issues. Because you don't have a clue either.
They're rich. They're rich. What do they care? Why are they kneeling? They're rich. They're black or they're rich.
Just play football. That's what I want to see you do. You do it.
Do-do. You say do-do there? What'd you say there?
You do it.
Okay, you do it. All right.
You do it. Do-do. Do.
Thank you, Shannon.
Just do-do. Like do-do.
What do you think, Skip?
Like juju.
That's pretty good. That's a good one there.
That's better than your... And they pass the ball.
That's Tony making fun of Shannon Sharp.
Now, you can check in and say, wow, I had no idea. I don't know what women go through. Wow, I had no idea.
But vote against
them.
I
don't know what people who
the worst ones are women. Women that hate women.
Right. Of other colors.
Right-wing women that hate women. Oh, my God. They're the worst. And I see them on Facebook.
I don't know what you go through because, I'm just a white guy in my little white world.
Right.
I don't know.
Keep singing. That's like a song.
I can't pretend to know what a woman goes through.
No, but you have daughters and you have wives. Well,
what
you
she puts up with. Yes, and I know some of them have been harassed.
Yes.
They've never come to me and said it.
But you don't know.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
But being aware of the fact that you're not aware is a big step.
Right.
You know? Being able to say, I don't know and I can't
know. These old white men.
Right. Get in touch with your cluelessness,
folks. Old white men in college.
Exactly.
The autumnal equinox is happening tomorrow.
Not tomorrow? I thought it was happening today.
Okay.
Relax, man. Did you have plans tonight
or something? Was
you really
party?
That really messed up your plans.
It did. I base everything on the rotation of the Earth, and it's angled toward the sun, and now you've ruined everything.
Well, that's what I've got. That's the information I have.
I base everything on the angle of Uranus, by the way.
All right.
Your rectum.
You may want to check that out, but that's what I've got here.
I'm
tomorrow at 8:54 Central Time p.m.
That's Arizona State time.
Uh-oh.
Well, no.
That's still pregame.
Oh, it's 9:45.
Still an hour to kick off.
How do you make that, man?
Well, this might be one of those we'll DVR it and watch it Sunday morning.
I'm worried about tonight. Penn State kicks off at 7. I'm worried about that because I'm tired on Friday nights. And you got a 9:45 game on a Saturday. Holy crap.
Because my dad's in town. And,
okay. He parties.
Okay.
He parties.
He'll get up at 3.
Yes, he will.
Well, he's still on
on
that time zone.
On West Coast
Plus,
time.
He's old, so he'll get up at 3.
He'll be on the phone talking to his...
He'll be going to bed just about the time he's getting up.
Talking to his friends at 3 in the morning.
He's got two ladies down south. He's got to call up, man. That's true.
Girl, what you doing, girl? Oh, God, sleeping, girl. He's sleeping.
I'm visiting my son, man.
What you wearing, girl?
What you wearing, girl? That'd be a night coat. I'm wearing a night coat.
You got that girdle off, don't you, girl? I like
girdle.
That girl.
Girl. Todd's dad's got two
house
ladies.
House coat and rollers.
She in town now?
No, he'll be in this afternoon.
Oh, he's saying goodbye to the girl right now.
Like, girl, yeah. Go.
Well, he's got two at the airport, though. He's got to shuffle them. No, I'll Uber. You don't need to take me.
Or one takes him, one picks him up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We picked you up. No, don't you worry about it.
Pip Lair.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
So the autumnal equinox.
That's right.
Todd's going to miss it. Yeah.
Look at that.
Going on tomorrow night, the northern and southern hemispheres will experience an equal amount of daylight.
Well, not all of them.
Uh-oh.
It's close.
It's as close as you're going to get.
It's as close as you get.
No matter, like if you're at the equator, you probably get 12 and 12.
All right.
Why you got to split weather hairs, man?
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
So that's what we'll be doing tomorrow night at
8:54 p.m. Celebrating.
I'm
do you do?
I'll probably watch a football.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
Do something like the devil worshippers do?
Just say don't fire your guns into the air.
The bulls have to come down.
Yeah, fire them into the ground.
You can slaughter your goat if you'd like last night.
I've not known that to be a problem during the equinox. People don't seem to revel. You would think that's an opportunity to blow stuff up and shoot your guns in the air.
You would think.
You think. Okay, and we haven't had a holiday where you can do that in a while, so I'm surprised that the equinox doesn't get a little more attention.
I'm not.
When it comes to blowing stuff up. Because that's
freedom. First time I heard about it when Greg mentioned it. think most people know to shoot
oh,
them off.
Oh, see, I was thinking about
you
it
know
the
about
other
it.
Day.
Of course you were.
It's usually on or about the 20th of September, you know, that it starts, and then, you know, the first full day is until...
First day, full day of fall today, right?
The 21st.
All right.
But things have tilted differently.
Apparently. Yeah,
apparently so. And it's not till the 22nd now.
Your rectum
is tilted nice.
So tilted, a woman in Georgia, Nicole Fadianos, told WSB-TV2 that she found 30 venomous brown recluse spiders immediately after she moved into her new home.
Burn it down.
30.
Burn
well, that's
it
what
down.
She considered.
30.
Are they that infested? Did they burn the whole house down?
Well, no, that's just for people that, you know, you heard him. That was his first reaction.
Burn it down.
Just
well,
burn it down.
You don't. Those are nasty spiders.
Oh, yeah, I know they are.
She contacted the house's former owners, and they said, no, we don't know what you're talking about.
Hey.
Why do you think they moved?
We don't know what you're talking about.
Papers are signed. Papers are signed.
They lived there for 10 years, never saw a spider ever.
You should bitch at the home inspector if you bought a house. They missed it. They missed it.
She said they were just everywhere. Oh, and then she said, I just say we should just burn it down. She was joking when she said that, but nevertheless, freaked her out, and it would freak me out too, probably.
There was a spider in my son's ceiling. He apparently hates them. So the other day, he woke up in the middle of the night and saw a spider in the ceiling, and then I get up in the morning and go make some coffee, and I see him sleeping on the couch, and I asked my wife, I said, what do you do? Well, he saw a spider, and it came down and slept downstairs. So I come home. Next day, I said, you slept downstairs because you saw a spider on the ceiling? He goes, yeah. I said, I think there's more up there. I said good night.
But he couldn't just smother it with his beard.
No, no bastard.
I'm going to bed, but I think there's more up there, and I went to bed. Because I'm a good dad.
Indeed.
Good, sweet dreams.
Yes. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.